2270. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that voters know what's happening in this alternative universe, this alternate universe, luckily. And we know someone from that world, and joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Mr. Smalls.
Good morning, Mark, and God bless you. But then it's always morning on Planet Bush. Bird singing, 72 degrees. Security gates are heavily fortified. Got to keep out the view, Mark. Okay. You know what I mean.
All right. Look, help me understand something, will you, Lawton? How is the president going to explain the situation in Iraq tonight? Come on.
You mean, how's he going to explain how everything turned out so well? Well, I think he'll attribute it to a little luck, a little hard work, and the good graces of our Lord Jesus Christ. He lives right here. He has a condo.
But Lawton, I mean, the insurgency is out of control. They're on the verge of civil war. There was a car bomb, you know, 2 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
It's insane.
Yeah.
The troops' morale is down.
Yeah.
It's completely,
uh-huh,
it's chaos.
Yeah.
There's going to be civil war. Did I mention that already?
Yeah.
I mean, where are you getting your facts? What's going on with that?
Absolutely. You know, there's never a dull moment over since before we came, nothing happened. Now, my God, those people have things going on all the time. It's fantastic.
Hey, is there a plan for Iraq on Planet Bush?
Of course, Mark. It's called God's plan.
Oh,
it's always been called God's plan, and he'll reveal it when he is good and ready.
What about the beheadings? What can the president possibly say about the beheadings?
All right, now, there's been one or two fellas that maybe have had their heads chopped off, I guess you'd say, but from what I can see, the legs, arms, and torsos are still intact.
That's crazy.
You liberals,
that's crazy.
Look at decapitated bodies as half empty. Our optimistic president prefers to think of them as half full.
That's insanity.
Right.
That's insanity.
All right. Well, all right. That's one way to look at it.
Do you realize? Do you realize that by failing to see reality, by failing to face reality, George Bush is endangering all of our lives? Don't you understand that?
Well, Mark, that's just another way this president brings us all together, all right? He's a uniter, not a divider at all.
By endangering
us?
Are you crazy? I mean, are you going to be watching the debates tonight?
Debates, Mark? I mean, I don't know anything about a debate. The president will be having one of his many press conferences. He believes in keeping the people informed. He's always in front of the media. I mean, half of it will be Bush speaking, and the other half will be a Christian rock video of our prettiest bombings in Baghdad.
Oh, my God.
I've got the TiVo set. It's going to be an event, Mark Maron.
Listen to me. Can you just, like, I don't understand where you're coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what happened to you? What happened to you? Why, you know, why are you so afraid?
I hope Daddy doesn't come home drunk again.
Oh, my God. Now we're getting somewhere.
He gets so mad.
That's right. Let it out.
Daddy.
That's right.
No.
Cry a little bit. Come on.
No.
You can...
I'll be good.
Wow. See what's at the core of that? See what's at the core of that? All right, well, I'm glad we got to the
four
core of it.
4 years, Mark, 4 more years. We're having a good time, are we?
All right, thank you.
Come up to Planet Bush.
Right, thank you, Lawton. Goodbye. Thank you for calling.
See you later, then.
All right. That was weird and uncomfortable. See what happens when you get to the bottom of it? Let's take some calls, Mark Chris Miller.